Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with a quick reminder of the top stories here on Al Jazeera. Ukraine's president has asked the UN Secretary-General to help save the lives of people trapped at a steel plant in Mariupol. Russian troops have reportedly entered the Azovstal steelworks facility, where Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are inside. The Russian Defense Ministry has said it'll begin a ceasefire there for 3 days on Thursday to help with evacuations.
Today I spoke to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and we discussed what we have already achieved and what is still necessary to do to save Mariupol and the defenders of Mariupol City. There is not a single day that I and my team wouldn't do this, and I'm grateful to everybody who helps.
The European Union wants its member states to ban Russian oil imports. It's part of the EU's latest sanctions on Russia for the war in Ukraine. The bloc is proposing to do it in stages to give governments time to get alternative supplies. But several countries are already pushing for exemptions. There have been confrontations at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem. Israeli security forces have launched an incursion into the compound, dispersing Palestinian protesters. That was after visits for non-Muslims to the site resumed. They've been paused during the last days of Ramadan and the start of Eid al-Fitr. The U.S. Federal Reserve has raised a key interest rate by half a percentage point in the hope of lowering inflation. It's the biggest increase in more than 20 years. The World Health Organization says access to safe abortions is crucial to saving lives. That's after the leaking of a draft document that suggests the U.S. Supreme Court could be about to reverse a landmark abortion ruling. It sparked pro- and anti-abortion rights demonstrations across the U.S. The United States says it's now equally preparing for both scenarios, with and without the Iran nuclear deal. The State Department warned it's not sure there'll be a mutual return to compliance with the 2015 agreement between Tehran and world powers. The U.S. left the deal in 2018. And the U.S. Embassy in Cuba has begun issuing visas again for the first time in 4 years. Former President Trump closed consular services in 2017 after allegations of sonic attacks on embassy staff and their families. The number of Cubans trying to enter the U.S. has surged recently.